Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I feel like Travis is like tiptoeing out of lockdown. Like, what's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, Martin Luther King Day edition. One time for the OG MLK. Yeah, we're starting out with the applause early. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's the place where we keep you up to date on everything that happens in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's MLK Day, and we got two black artists on the top two spots in the Billboard Top 200. How about that? Gunna's DS Forever got that number two spot, and The Weeknd's Dawn FM got that number one slot. We also have Bobby Shmurda, who is taking a bit of an anti-violence stance. He wants no more guns in the rap videos in 2022. We also have Travis Scott, who's debuting his new Utopia headphones. Wale, Blast, and Murda Beats dropped a new video. Chris Brown dropped a new video, and NLE Choppa and Moneybagg Yo dropped a new video. So a lot to get to, but before we jump into all of that, one question for you. Have you followed the podcast yet? Have you subscribed to the podcast yet? I know that's two questions, but it's basically the same question in one. Either way it goes, please make sure you hit the follow and subscribe button for us. We definitely appreciate it. It definitely helps us out, and it helps you stay in tune with all of our new episodes, all of our new content, and everything we have coming up with DX Daily. So hit that button for us. Thank you. Now let's jump in. Okay, so starting off with The Weeknd and Gunna. Obviously, Dawn FM and DS Forever are the two biggest hip-hop releases of the year so far, and they both got their respective spots. The Weeknd at number one, Gunna at number two. So shout out to both of them, first and foremost. Major accomplishment. And what was so crazy is The Weeknd sold 154,000 album equivalent units, and Gunna sold 151,000. That's not that big of a difference. Like, that is the most jarring thing of this whole thing to me. Like, Gunna selling only 3,000 less units than The Weeknd. The Weeknd is a global superstar. The Weeknd is a pop star. This man performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. And Gunna's a rapper. Like, and Gunna sold 3,000 less units than The Weeknd. That's phenomenal to me. Like, I congratulate Gunna more in this scenario than I congratulate The Weeknd, even though it's a great feat for both of them. But that's just amazing to me.
Yeah, of course. Like, a 3,000 sale difference is pretty, like, it's pretty close. And of course, like you said, with Gunna, like, kind of not even being the underdog, but like, he's fairly new, and then The Weeknd has been here like forever. And to say that he's like that close to The Weeknd status, I guess we could say, like, that's big for Gunna.
Yeah, that just lets you know the type of time Gunna is on going into 2022, man. Shout out to Gunna, man. That's major for him. The Weeknd, I don't know, I kind of expect that from you at this point. Like, once you're on that Super Bowl stage, I feel like your status in music is cemented. Like, you're a pop star, you're a superstar. That's undeniable. I already felt like The Weeknd was that before the Super Bowl, but I just think with him being who he is versus Gunna just coming in and being a rapper still as opposed to a global pop star. Now, Gunna will be a global pop star, but he's not that yet. So for him to be right there neck and neck, fire. Gotta commend it.
Yeah, now, we love to see that.
We do. We really do. Now, let's talk about some other positivity. So Bobby Shmurda, he wants no more guns in the rap videos 2022. Straight like that. Now, how this even came about is he posted up a picture on Instagram from his new video shoot. Plenty of women. If I had to guesstimate, maybe about 25 ladies in the picture with Bobby. Very little clothes being worn in this picture, of course. And in the caption, Bobby put, "I don't want to see no guns in videos this year. Straight gal." Oh, well, he said gal, so it's probably in a Jamaican accent. So it was probably more like, "Me no one see no guns in no videos this year. Straight gal."
Period.
Our Jamaican DX Daily listeners, y'all tell me if my accent was trash or if it was pretty good. Y'all let us know. He also went on to say, well, let me do my Jamaican accent for this part. I'm going to do my Jamaican accent and paraphrase this next part. He said, "Your bumba clot, they no use them anyway on the ground with it."
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that second part was a little questionable. We'll struggle through that second part. But the moral of the story is he doesn't want these rappers posting guns in their videos because he says they're not using them in real life anyway. So don't even promote that image. Don't even act like you live that lifestyle. Don't promote that to the people. Promote just women and love is what Bobby is saying with this post. And I approve that message. Like, I like that some of these rappers are taking this stance nowadays. Even like the whole Wiz Khalifa thing we mentioned on this podcast a couple of times where he was like, yeah, let's try, you know, toning it back with the beefing in 2022. Now Bobby's like, yeah, let's try not waving the guns in the videos in 2022. I like this. I want more people to get on this vibe because if enough people do it, that's going to be the cool thing to do instead of, you know, dissing people's dead homies and dissing people's mamas and trying to link up and send the addy and all of that. Like, let's be more on this vibe. So I like this post from Bobby.
Yeah, I like that too. And then, like, you know, usually when music videos have guns or things like that, like they get blurred out if they're played on TV or something like that. Or sometimes YouTube won't promote it for real because it's promoting violence. So might as well just take that out and put more ladies in it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the anti-violence and hip-hop messaging of 2022. More rappers, please get on this. All right, now let's move it along to Travis Scott, because he's peeking his head out more and more. Like, I feel like Travis is, like, tiptoeing out of lockdown. Like, he's putting out feelers here and there just to see, like, how people will react to him promoting things. And the latest thing that he's promoting is his new headphones in a collaboration with Apple.
Yeah, he posted it on his Instagram stories on Friday and basically had him, like, in an undisclosed location enjoying the sun before introducing a pair of custom Apple AirPods Max headphones that have Utopia written on the side of it.
Yeah, you know Travis is not going to leave a brand partnership bag unturned, whatever's going on. So to see that he's coming out with some headphones with Apple is not really surprising here. You know, he's the king of the brand partnerships and the deals for his own custom goods and products. So not surprising there. I noticed that, you know, he just posted it on the stories versus posting it on the profile. I feel like that's, you know, his safe way to test things out. He puts them on the stories or he may post them in a bio, because if he post them straight on the profile, I feel like he would get more flack for that. Because, you know, people are going to leave a lot of comments talking about Astroworld Festival and the entire tragedy and keep bringing that up. So I feel like that's why he posts on the stories instead. But either way, he's got these custom headphones. I'm sure they will sell out regardless of everything that's happened, because anytime you put Travis' name on a product, it sells out. So yeah, you know, if you want these new Apple AirPod Max Utopia headphones, they didn't put a date out, so we don't know exactly when they're coming. But they are coming. And allegedly, Travis is working on his new album right now. That's according to Murder Beats. Murder Beats said Travis is out in Cabo recording his project. So even though the Astroworld tragedy slowed everything up, it looks like it's picking back up now.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see how people will feel when everything's out, when the headphones are out, whenever that album comes out, if it'll still be like praise for it because, you know, it's good, or will they still get some flack all because of the festival? So I'm curious to see how people will react to all his stuff coming back like it's normal.
I'll tell you how they're gonna react. They're gonna go, it's gonna be a select group. This percentage is gonna be smaller. It's gonna be people like, oh, you focused on this, you should be focused on the victims, how could you do this, da da da. You're gonna have people protesting it, maybe a few people, and then you're gonna have the 75% of other people who move on from something 2 days after they hear it, and they're going to be back to buying Travis's products. They'll be listening to his music. They'll be streaming him. They'll be buying concert tickets whenever he has a show in the future, and all will be back to normal. It's how it goes, man. It's sad to say, but that's how it goes. People have short-term memory. So that's my prediction, at least. Anyway, so yeah, well, we'll see, though. We'll see how it actually all turns out. But speaking of Murda Beats, because he was the one that revealed that Travis is working on his album, Murda Beats been cooking up some things on his own, too. So he has a new song out with Wale and DX Rising Star Blast, and it's called One Shot. And I thought this was dope because I like the whole, you know, producers being in the videos now. You know, back then it was, you know, producers all in the videos. You don't want that, like, you know, what Suge Knight said. But I like the producers teaming up with the rappers and making their presence more known. For a long time, I felt producers were underappreciated. So now to see Murda Beats coming and starring in the video with Wale and Blast, I think that was a good look.
Yeah, I like that too, because I remember the time where producers, like, you didn't know who it was. Some of them didn't even have a beat tag, producer tag. And now it's like, that could be like the hottest part of the song. I'm like, oh, if that tag's on it, I know it's going to be dope. I know it's going to be fire. And then for, like you said, for them to be in the music video, we see their faces now. We see who's who. They becoming the celebrities now.
Right.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, no, that's a vibe. Now, I feel like we haven't played new music on the podcast in a minute, so I feel like we can get a little bit of One Shot with Murda Beats, Wale, and Blast.
Yeah, let's do that.
Your girls are talking shit like they could be my girls on the court.
I got a whole squad to take out.
Ladies, let's just settle it. Hey, Murda, which one you got?
Man, we got to figure this out. I know exactly who to call.
Beat, so it's not nice.
Girl, you can get if you want it. Fuck with it, cause the bay, I'm ready to blow it. No need to talk if you about it, then show it. It's never cap if I quote it. I better shoot if I told it. Cause I'm giving you one shot only. If you place any bets, it's on me. Yeah, you only get one shot, not two. Yeah, but either way, I'm winning.
Blast gon' make it a bop.
If you lose me, I'll be gone forever. I need a woman with class. I need scholarship effort. I need a woman with passion. Her heart into something. I need her walking with confidence. For Lauren to step up. Yes, sir. Okay, let's say you be my lady, cause I say you pressure. That mean I take you out Rodeo, watch you play dress up. Let's say we lovers and we friends, you got me dropping ushers. Just know I'm very much aware that love can be a hustle.
Yo, I love this video. So, Wale and Blast are the coaches. There's two opposing teams playing basketball against each other. They're all like social media influencers. And then Murda Beats is the referee. It's really, really dope. It's a really dope visual, man. Like, you gotta check this video out.
Yeah, even just hearing the audio, Wale and Blast sound good together, too. So the video probably got to sound good or look good, too.
Yeah, from this song, I could really hear Wale and Blast doing, like, a little 4 or 5-song EP. Or even if they just put out 3 songs together. Like, I feel like that would be something dope. They do sound great together. Like, that's a dope marriage of styles.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, in the same vein of new music, there's also a new video out from Chris Brown. Now, Chris has allegedly been working on his new album, so I think this is back basically right on time. It's called Iffy. That's the new single, and he reunited with one of his directors that he used to collaborate with, Joseph Kahn. And Joseph Kahn did, like, Forever and I Can Transform You back in the day, so them linking up again was a vibe. So let's get a little bit of Iffy.
Pinky ring, we're about to be deep. Two-tone, my Lambo, that's drippy. But I left the butt on, now she tipsy. Can't trust these hoes, cause they're hippie.
Wow, a message.
Party at my house, that's a vibe now. Pulling on these hoes like LeBron now. She's spitting off the top, that's a freestyle. Hey, I'm about to run it up. I'm about to pull up in that motherfucking Billy truck. Got some bad bitches, ain't about to fuck it up. And we taking shit over just to sum it up, sum it up.
Yeah, Okay, okay, with the 50 Cent in the club interpolation. We know Chris Brown don't miss, though, man. This video looks amazing. He's dancing on top of cars, moving cars. It's giving Too Fast, Too Furious, mixed with wall-to-wall vibes. Like, it's dope, man. We know Chris Brown, creative-wise, is going to knock it out the park every time. So I'm not surprised it's a dope song and video.
For sure. Yeah, I like that. And I also saw where he was, like, going to do... He has just put like iffy challenge coming soon. So I'm curious to see if that's going to be like a TikTok dance and people got to do it or what kind of challenge it's going to be. But we'll see what that happens when he posts more information about an iffy challenge.
All right, Chris Brown, don't be out here getting people killed now, having people do the iffy challenge and dance on top of moving cars. Like, we don't need to see that. We don't need the crate challenge 2.0 times 10 with moving objects and people trying to dance on top of cars. So hopefully that's not the iffy challenge, but he was of course killing the dancing in the video, so maybe it has something to do with that, some sort of choreography or something, which would be dope. Now lastly, another new song and video, NLE Choppa, Moneybagg. Yo, they dropped Too Hot. Now I was excited about this collab because, you know, Moneybagg and NLE are both from Memphis. They haven't really worked on an official song together yet. I know they did like a remix to one of NLE's songs, but there's not been really a release with both of them. So Moneybagg teaming up with NLE, I was just like, okay, what is this about to sound like? And then when I heard it was called Too Hot, I was just like, oh, it put me in the mind of one of my favorite Moneybagg features from last year, which was the song Hot with Meek Mill featuring Moneybagg. So I'm like, okay, is that going to be something like this? And then when I heard it, I was like, okay, this is a vibe. So yeah, let's get a little bit of that too.
But not, nigga better D up, too many shots can't block. Thinking that I'm getting too hot, got two Glocks on okay. Each side of my crack.
So someone's not on the anti-violence wave this year. Still fire though.
Only send shots at the top, make it easier for the people in the hot tops. Is he playing with me or not? Nigga better D up, too many shots can't block. In the spot, Glock in the couch.
Hey, this video though, I love it because Whatever they get the pyrotechnics going on in the video, I'm automatically on board. Like, he's in some sort of warehouse, it looks like. Fire everywhere. Pretty grimy visual, but it's the fire for me.
Only send shots at the top, make it easier for the people in the hot tops. Is he playing with me or not? Nigga better D up, yeah, too many shots can't block.
Niggas wanna be in my spot. I was at the bottom like an anchor, then I floated to the top. Up, legging how your man got dropped. Play, reshooter, walk a nigga down and both take a flip flops. Got good OG with the spray on it. Just cause he get the shit from me, had him thinking it was I. I'm a boss on the plug, you get friendly. Boy, how you tell a nigga you gonna help him? He ain't even in the car. I ain't been on that walk, but I might poke. Skate. Met her earlier, fucking tonight though. She want Birkins and shit. That's a high hope. Cost. Take a rock at my watch, pay a cotton.
No. He said she want Birkins. That's a high hope. Yo, Moneybagg gonna keep a sassy lyric, man. I love it. Every time. Thoroughly entertained. 10 out of 10 for the Moneybagg verse, if you ask me. But one thing he said on the song, though, that we didn't get to, he was like, I said I was hot like Juvenile, but I feel like Wayne on when he dropped the Carter 1. And I thought that was a pretty potent lyric because, like I said, Meek Mill featuring Moneybagg Hot was one of my favorite Moneybagg features from last year. And he kind of did a play on that in this song because in Hot with Meek, he said hotter than Juvie in 99. In this song, he was like, I said I felt like Juvie, but I really feel like Wayne when he dropped the Carter 1. So we love a continuation. We love a play on previous concepts touched on in the other song. So, you know, y'all know how I feel about Moneybagg, man. Him and NLE together, I like this.
Yeah, I like that too. They both sound good together. Moneybagg slid on his part. I like it.
Yeah, man, the Memphis link up. We love to see Memphis rappers, you know, coming together instead of beefing with each other. So... yeah, I like that. I think that's a good note to end on today. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can also follow us. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
All right, happy MLK Day. We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.